It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House on Thursday passed voting rights legislation, 220 to 203 along party lines. Then they sent it to the Senate, using an obscure procedure to prevent Republicans from using a filibuster to block debate. Nancy Pelosi remarking, quote, "Nothing less is at stake than our democracy." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that next week's recess would be canceled, and senators were expected back in session on Tuesday to take up the voting rights legislation. If Republicans block that package, and they will, Schumer threatened to have a vote on changing the Senate's filibuster rules. Now, he doesn't have the votes to win either of those, but he'll still take up the House-passed package that includes the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act.
Make no mistake, the United States Senate will, for the first time this Congress, debate voting rights legislation beginning on Tuesday. Members of this chamber were elected to debate and to vote, particularly on an issue as vital to the beating heart of our democracy as this one. And we will proceed. And if the Senate Republicans choose obstruction over protecting the sacred right to vote, as we expect them to, the Senate will consider and vote on changing the Senate rules, as has been done many times before, to allow passage of voting rights legislation.
It's a gamble. Just 45 minutes before President Biden showed up at the Capitol for a lunch meeting with Senate Democrats, Kyrsten Sinema took to the floor to deliver a punch to his gut, or to use Biden's description of January 6th as
that dreadful day when a dagger was literally held at the throat of American democracy.
Sinema took the dagger from our throats and stabbed us in the back with it.
While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my long-standing support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. There's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy. It is a view I've held during my years serving in both the U.S. House and the Senate, and it is the view I continue to hold.
Perhaps Kyrsten Sinema was feeling neglected because all the coverage of the story for the past week or two seemed to be about Joe Manchin. Perhaps she was just missing the spotlight and did it for attention. It was reportedly an awkward lunch during which Biden answered questions, including one from Manchin, but Sinema remained quiet while the president made his last best effort for action. As he was leaving the Capitol, Biden spoke briefly with reporters and admitted for the first time that maybe they can't get this done.
I hope we can get this done, but I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time. We miss this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote.
After Biden left, Manchin issued his own statement saying he'd never weaken the filibuster. Biden later had both of them over to the White House for a, quote, candid and respectful exchange of views about voting rights. But there's no sign their positions have changed, and neither senator issued a statement afterwards. And then the Senate left for the weekend, but they'll be back Tuesday, ostensibly to take up voting rights and a potential rules change. It capped a particularly bad week for Biden and the Democrats. The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large employers. Yet another blow to the president's plan to try to contain COVID. The court did let stand a separate mandate for healthcare workers, with Brett Kavanaugh siding with John Roberts and the liberals, angering the MAGA crowd. The December inflation report released on Wednesday showed consumer prices rising at the fastest rate in nearly 40 years. And the latest Quinnipiac poll shows Biden's job approval rating plummeting, now standing at 35%, with his disapproval at 54%. The House Select Committee, investigating what happened on January 6th, issued subpoenas to the parent companies of Facebook and Google, along with Twitter and Reddit on Thursday, seeking information about how their platforms were used to help spread misinformation and violent extremists in the failed bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The committee is also, I guess, deciding whether or not to subpoena House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He refused to comply with the committee's request this week. The founder of the right-wing group, the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, along with 10 others, were all arrested by the FBI on Thursday. They were indicted on charges of seditious conspiracy.
Sedition. Look it up.
Sedition. That's the first time that charge has been brought for perpetrators of the January 6th attack, and it's about time. California Governor Gavin Newsom denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the man convicted of assassinating Robert Kennedy Jr. In August, the California Parole Board voted to release the 77-year-old man who's been in prison for 53 years, where he will remain for the foreseeable future. And finally, tennis star Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa on, quote, public interest grounds. Djokovic is expected to appeal. His problem began when he tried to get a COVID-19 vaccination exemption to travel to defend his Australian Open title, and he lied. He lied about the timeline. He lied about his testing. He lied about his positive result. He lied. Word of advice, stop lying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.